In Wisconsin today, prosecutors charged three Milwaukee police officers with felonies for their alleged roles in beating an African-American man at a party last fall. The case has simmered in recent weeks as some Milwaukee residents expressed frustration with the pace of the investigation. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
In the early morning hours of October 24th, Frank Jude Jr. and another African-American male accompanied two white females to a party attended by about a dozen off-duty Milwaukee police officers. According to charges issued today, some of those officers accused Jude of taking a police badge. He was then stripped of his clothes and severely beaten. Many in Milwaukee's African-American community had been pressing for the criminal charges which came today. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann has charged three white officers with substantial battery. Two of the three also face a charge of recklessly endangering safety, and one is charged with perjury. Prosecutor McCann says this has been a very difficult case.
I'm distressed, as any other caring citizen is, about this case, about implications it may have. I can assure you that we will press forward with this matter. I don't consider this a finished matter.
McCann says it's possible more charges could be filed, depending on whether Frank Jude totally recovers from a serious eye injury sustained in the incident. Jude's attorney, John Safran, says he considers this a hate crime and doesn't think enough officers were charged.
There would appear to be no doubt that others either actively participated or did not attempt to stop what would appear to be quite obvious as a crime being committed. If there was an indication that Mr. Jude or others stole a badge, by the mere fact that he was searched, basically stripped, had most of his clothes cut off of him, and that no badge or anything was found, would certainly give enough information to anyone, I would think, to show that he didn't do anything at all.
If convicted, those charged could face several years in jail. Milwaukee Police Chief Nan Hegarty says she now plans to expand an internal investigation of the case. Late today, the three officers reported to court and were booked and released on bond. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.